From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Student protesters camped inside a building at Fordham University's Manhattan campus just heard this.
This is the New York City Police Department. You have been warned, as per Fordham University, to leave the campus. If you refuse to leave, you may be placed under arrest.
About 3,000 miles to the west.
A disturbing turn at UCLA with an all-out brawl after counter-protesters tried to break down a pro-Palestinian encampment. Fistfights erupting, people hitting each other with wood and long sticks, using metal barricades as weapons. Someone threw a firework into the protest encampment. The violence unfolding for more than 2 hours before police and riot gear moved in.
ABC's Stephanie Ramos, California Governor Newsom demanding answers. News about the latest negotiated ceasefire hostage release proposal in Tel Aviv, ABC's Tom Sufi-Burridge.
We're just getting word. A Hamas leader says Hamas's position on the proposed ceasefire deal is negative, but they're still studying it, and negotiations could still continue.
Police in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, shot and killed a student who they say had a gun outside a middle school. Students inside the school saw something and alerted school officials, says State Attorney General Josh Call.
The physical security of the school appears to have played a role.
No word about a motive. Florida's six-week abortion ban went into effect today, predicting a profound and, in her opinion, not positive impact. Dr. Shelley Chien, an abortion provider at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Jacksonville.
You know, if I saw a patient at 6 weeks and 3 days on Monday, I could provide the care for her. And if I saw that same patient today, I would have to tell her, I am so sorry. I cannot provide your abortion care.
Two Republicans joined Democrats in the Arizona State Senate to pass the House-approved repeal of the state's Civil War-era abortion ban today. Governor expected to sign it. You're listening to ABC News. Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says she'll force a vote to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson next week.
I think the American people need to see a recorded vote of does the members of Congress support the uniparty?
Green and other Republicans unhappy with Johnson for letting bills to fund the government and provide aid to Ukraine pass with bipartisan support. DoorDash reported higher than expected revenue in the first quarter. Brittany Griner opening up about this.
WNBA player Brittany Griner, the two-time Olympic gold medalist and nine-time WNBA All-Star, recounting the moment she found out she would be freed from a Russian prison. It came in a note.
It said, "Be ready to leave." And I saw that paper and I was so thrilled.
The 33-year-old, speaking exclusively to ABC's Robin Roberts, was detained in February of 2022 at an airport in Russia, accused of having vape cartridges with cannabis oil in her luggage, which is illegal in the country. She was set free after 10 months and has a book out next week titled Coming Home. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
The cyber attack on Change Healthcare that disrupted medical payment systems earlier this year started when hackers entered a server that lacked more than one type of authentication. That, according to United Health Chief Andrew Witte, who tells a Senate panel that his company is still trying to understand why the server did not have additional protection. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.